This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. Speaking at the White House, the president said that everything possible is being done to ensure that Americans and their Afghan allies get out of the country.
We're going to do everything, everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted if because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
NATO estimates that more than 18,000 people have been flown out since the militants took the capital, Kabul. However, Western governments are facing criticism for not anticipating such a chaotic exodus or helping enough. NATO foreign ministers are pledging to center their efforts on the safe evacuation from Afghanistan of citizens from the alliance's member countries and their allies, as well as Afghans deemed at risk after the takeover by the Taliban. The ministers issued a statement after a virtual meeting on Friday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance remains strong despite the current crisis.
It was a very clear message from the meeting today that whatever happens in Afghanistan, that should not undermine our ability to protect NATO-allied countries, NATO-allied territory, and that was a very clear message from the foreign ministers today.
They expressed their concern over the grave events in Afghanistan and called for an immediate end to violence. The ministers insisted that the new rulers in Kabul would have to make sure that the nation does not become a center for terrorism. This is VOA News. Sydney's coronavirus lockdown will be extended until the end of September, with tougher restrictions including curfews in the worst affected areas and compulsory masks outdoors. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced the new moves at a news conference in Sydney Friday.
To make sure we do everything we can, we throw everything at getting the case numbers down. But also, while we do that, we put all our energies in getting the vaccination rates up.
Australia's largest city has been locked down since June 26th, 10 days after the Delta variant was first detected in an unvaccinated limousine driver who became infected while transporting a U.S. cargo air crew from Sydney Airport. Jacksonville, Florida has become a hot zone for coronavirus infections, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant and resistance to vaccines. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In Jacksonville, the caseload at Baptist Health's hospitals is more than double last summer's, and Dr. Timothy Groover sees a change in the patients filling the wards.
It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
Baptist Health is making do by converting empty spaces, adding more than 100 beds. They're also working overtime to persuade people to get vaccinated.
It's one person reaching out to areas where they have influence, and I think that's how we win this game.
Florida currently accounts for about 20% of cases nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday commented on the case of opposition leader Alexei Navalny during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel visited Russia on the anniversary of Navalny's falling gravely ill on a plane over Siberia last August. Putin said the imprisoned critic wasn't sentenced for his political activity, but for the criminal offense regarding foreign partners. As for political activity, no one should hide behind it for carrying out business projects in violation of the law. At his wife's insistence, Navalny was flown for medical treatment to Germany last August after being poisoned with a Soviet-developed nerve agent. Navalny, Putin's most outspoken critic, spent 5 months in Germany recuperating from the poisoning that he blamed on the Kremlin, an accusation that Russian authorities reject. When Navalny returned to Russia, he was arrested and received a 2.5-year prison sentence for violating the terms of a suspended sentence from a 2014 case that he dismissed as politically motivated. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.